For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our interview with Andrea Imathu. I'm sorry, Andrea. Who just returned from Kabul, Afghanistan, as a participant in a major drug conference there. Here she's speaking of drug use stats in Afghanistan itself.
And at the moment, they're saying they don't really know what the statistics are, how many people are injecting in drugs. They say it's 500, but it's bound to be many, many more. They have no real idea of what the HIV statistics are or hepatitis C, but they, you know, don't even have methadone there or any alternative therapy. If you want drug treatment, essentially what you get is abstinence-based treatment. But the harm reduction part of the Najat Center, of course, provides condoms and clean needles.
I was amazed my last trip to Washington, D.C., at the level of security in our nation's capital. What was the security like in Kabul?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, even at the conference, we were greeted by armed guards. And all throughout the entire 3 days of the conference, and everywhere you went, in fact, they were, you know, just getting into the Intercontinental Hotel were three checkpoints, security checkpoints. You know, this is a country that's been through, well, a lot.
I don't know. Any other observations you'd like to share?
Well, I was interested mostly, to be honest, in the response from the audience, which was very passionate, and it almost seemed to be cut down the middle. There were some very, very strong anti-feelings towards the proposals on the table. I think there was a feeling of, well, you know, this is our country. What is going on when people are coming in from another nation state or another continent and putting proposals on the table? On the other hand, there was, you know, support from key places, and I think that gives it some, you know, possibility of success, but certainly it's going to take a lot of time. It was good to have Senator Nolan there from Canada, who in the final plenary managed to bring a sense of community to the entire conference by talking about, you know, all the greater evils of the drug war and how we can collectively do something about that. I thought that was very, very helpful and inspiring.
Andrea knocked me out when she said that Senator Pierre Claude Nolan from Canada had made the trip to Kabul and was part of the proceedings. And I'm going to see if I can't convince him to come back on the show. You long-term listeners know how powerful he can be. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.